Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this program, Lantern from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to an interesting story, How to Give Advice. On one occasion, two princes were present on the bank of the river Euphrates, where they saw an old man who did not perform wudu and salah properly. The two princes consulted with each other and said, if we tell him that he is doing wrong, then he may not listen to us and take it negatively because he is older and we are younger. We'll soon come up with a solution so that the correct matter is conveyed and he's not feel bad about it. Then both princes went to him and said, you're older in age, so you must know more about wudu and salah than us. We will perform wudu and salah in front of you. Tell us if there is any mistake within them. Then they both performed wudu and salah in the same manner that they saw their grandfather doing so. Seeing them, the old man had understood that they had come not to learn but to teach. He repented and left his mistake. These two princes were Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, and their grandfather was our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We should also advise of the correct method if we see someone making a mistake, but do so with politeness and respect by keeping in mind the place and the honor of the individual before us.
We seek refuge from Satan the Cursed in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. In this program, what we do is to listen to certain religious stories and then take the moral lessons out of them and talk about them in a hope of making use of them in our daily life. Today, our subject of talk is about the best way of giving advice. You know, as you know, among the essential obligations Islam enjoins Muslims to do is to offer sincere advice to people, whether fellow Muslims or others. You know, it is highly recommended that the advice be given in the best manner so as to spread good and eliminate evil in the society. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is narrated to say that the religion is built on advice. The people listening asked to whom? Prophet replied, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to his book, to his messenger, to the leaders of the Muslims and the common folk. The messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Muslim has six rights over another Muslim. It was said to him, O Messenger of Allah, what are these? Thereupon he said, when you meet him, offer him greetings. When he invites you to a feast, accept it. When he seeks your counsel, give it to him. When he sneezes and says, all praise is due to Allah or Alhamdulillah, you say, Yarhamkum Allah, or may Allah show mercy to you. When he falls sick, visit him. And when he dies, follow his bier or janazah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam equated the entire religion to giving advice or nasiha. But what exactly nasiha is? Nasiha is an Arabic word that is usually translated to mean sincerity or sincere advice. But actually, it embodies every type of virtue. As believers, this statement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be taken to heart, By learning what nasiha is, we can then act on it and bring about positive changes in ourselves and each other. Nasiha is a wonderful weapon, but like most weapons, if the user does not know how to use it properly, it can cause more harm than good. Now let's go for a short break and we will be back in no time.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern from IRIB English Radio. We are talking about giving advice in accordance to our dear religion. You know, some principles of giving advice in Islam are, the first one of them is, in fact, sincerity and intention. A person should give advice with the pure intention of wishing well for the other person and seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The advice should not be given for personal gain or to show off one's knowledge. Another point is that developing a sense of responsibility and self-accountability is again an essential prerequisite to becoming an influential advisor. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, "Kullukum ra'an wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi." And all of you are guardians and are responsible for your subjects. The second principle is wisdom and knowledge. You know, a person should have the necessary knowledge and wisdom to give appropriate advice in a particular situation. You know, by following these principles, we can give influential advice and at the same time win Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure and satisfaction. I hope that all of us would learn from these principles what we are supposed to learn and take advantage of them in our ordinary life. I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all until the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Quran describes the believers in three ways, three traits that they have. The Holy Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ. They pledge their allegiance to Allah. They answer the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any verse in the Holy Quran that calls for something, they fulfill that duty. Number two, وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. They are steadfast in their salah. And number three, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. And they conduct their affairs with consultation. Meaning, a quality of a believer is that he always consults others, always asks advice for others. At the end of the day, no matter how smart, intelligent, wise, experienced I think I may be, I am an imperfect human being. And my judgment sometimes may not be the best judgment. So thus it makes sense, if you want to make a decision, if you want to take action, first seek advice. Ask other people, see what they think, because maybe you're only looking at the situation from one angle. And when you ask other people and seek their advice, they can show you other angles and other perspectives. And when you have all these perspectives in front of you, you can definitely make a better decision. And that's why you find, read about the successful people in life throughout history. They all have one common habit. What? They have advisors, correct? They have advisors, they have advisory boards, whether it is people who are successful in business, they have advisory boards, many of these companies, correct? Leaders, successful leaders, They have advisors that always what? That always try to show them, that always try to guide them. And they seek their guidance and they seek their advice before making important decisions.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
Ana bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.